Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If there's one challenge most companies face today, it would be the shortage of qualified employees, which is why our next guest's upcoming event is likely to be very well attended. Christopher Taylor is Vice Chancellor for External Affairs and Chief of Staff at the University of South Carolina Upstate and the organizer of the second annual Upstate Talent Forum coming soon to Spartanburg, South Carolina. Chris, welcome to the program.
Mike, I appreciate you having me.
So tell us more about this event. Let's just start first with the specifics on the dates, when and where.
So the Upstate Talent Forum will take place Tuesday and Wednesday, October 8th and 9th. It will take place on the University of South Carolina Upstate campus in our University Readiness Center here in Spartanburg. It will open on the evening of October 8th with a VIP reception and dinner. And then the following day, we'll have the main forum, which will take place from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. to bring together CEOs, business professionals, and industry experts and leaders in education to discuss the critical issues facing South Carolina and the upstate region.
Share with us what some of these topics will be, what some of the critical issues are, other than the one I mentioned in my introduction, of course, you know, the shortage of employees that most employers face.
Well, the shortage is a very difficult challenge for most businesses. We focused our efforts in our initial forum on six key areas of bridging the skills gap, business and education partnerships, building effective mentor programs, creating inclusive work environments, focusing on the future of continuing education, and how to make on-the-job training more effective. So each of these six areas are important for success in any business. And they will cover the gamut of healthcare, banking and finance, manufacturing, hospitality, and the education sector as well.
Share with us who the speakers might be, and we're going to have some panel discussions as well?
That is correct. Our speakers this year, John U. Pritchard, the CEO of Find Great People, will be our keynote speaker the evening of Tuesday, October 8th. Find Great People has been recognized as one of America's best recruitment firms by Forbes, and for seven consecutive years, one of the best places to work in South Carolina. We thought John would bring a different perspective because as a leader of a talent organization, he's intimately involved in finding and placing talent across industries. So we thought he would be the best person to open us up on our initial keynote. On day two, we will have two keynote speakers and some panel discussions. And those keynote speakers are Matt Siegelman, who is the president of the Burning Glass Institute, who is a visiting fellow at Harvard Kennedy School. He actually founded Lightcast and sold that organization and started the Burning Glass Institute. And his work is, for our purposes, is focusing on how AI is disrupting the world of work. Our third keynote speaker is Dr. Christina Gardner-McCune, from the University of Florida. She is the co-founder and chair of AI for K-12 Initiatives and director of Engaging Learning Lab. And her work has helped to prepare K-12 educators to positively affect the growth of their students in the AI sector, specifically building the infrastructure with the state of Georgia. So her work is fantastic, and we're excited to have her join us. And two of our panels, one will be led by John U. Pritchard, and the second panel will be led by Catherine O'Neill with One Spartanburg Inc.
All right. Now, I guess it probably doesn't surprise our listeners, certainly doesn't surprise me, that the topic of AI is going to be front and center for most of this conference, it sounds like. This is what you're hearing from the employers in the area. One of their top concerns is how to integrate this new technology.
It is. AI is really a transformative technology that's reshaping various aspects of our society and our economy. And it's really enhancing productivity and competitiveness by automating routine tasks and providing valuable insights through data analysis and enabling more personalized customer service. And so we feel like that the utilization of AI is really going to disrupt the way we teach, the way we learn. And it's going to be important that the future workforce is equipped with the essential skills for technology and critical thinking.
Well, Chris, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you.
Christopher Taylor is Vice Chancellor for External Affairs and Chief of Staff at the USC Upstate Campus in Spartanburg. They're also the organizers of the second annual Upstate Talent Forum coming to Spartanburg October 8th through 9th. We will have a link to the event posted at our webpage so you can learn more. SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.